The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here, and Rose Gray, not. We have Colleen Ulzberg in for her. Good morning.
Good morning, Dayton. And her ears are ringing. What, like 2 seconds ago, she just texted us, didn't she?
Yeah, she says, greetings from Luxembourg, where she's at, leaving the fabulous Avalon Imagery 2 tomorrow for 3 nights in Paris. Must be nice. But you guys are working. Like, I don't know how. Let's talk a little bit about what you've done this summer already. And when you go on all these trips, you guys are working. Like, you're coordinating, you're dealing with issues behind the scenes, letting everybody else have a good time. So you get to see all the sights and you get to be there with people. But tell us a little bit about what you've all done so far.
Well, it's been a great summer, but you're right. It's hard work. It's stressful. It's, you know, we want people to have the best vacation they can have. And when people tell Rose or myself that, you know, hey, have fun on your vacation, it's really not. We love what we do and we do it for a reason, but it's a lot of work. And we take care of the issues, like you said. This summer was pretty crazy for me. I basically was doing some back-to-back trips. So I did Alaska in June for 2 weeks. And then I pretty much turned right around and went to Iceland, which, by the way, was one of my most favorite trips. That'll be my highlight trip of 2022 for sure. I snuck in a week at EAA. I worked, volunteered on my week off for Air Venture. And I just want to give a quick shout out. I work with my Warbirds friend, Bob, and he said his parents, Jim and Pat Schwartz, are huge, loyal listeners of this show. They love it. And so I just wanted to say hi, Jim and Pat, and have a great time on your cruise. And then after EAA, I was back in the office for 1 day, and then I was back on the road with Alaska. So just got back about a week ago from Alaska, had a great time there. They kind of run together. And so I have no idea how Rose is doing it. She's been going more than I have this summer. It's go, go, go. I'm off to Poland next, and then I've got another trip to Egypt. So we just keep going, and travel's back. Oh my God, it's back with a vengeance.
You have Poland and Egypt coming up. So when this is why you go on these group trips, it's because of people like you and Rose who coordinate stuff and like make it, like you said, you're making the experience great for all those people that booked on the trip with you, so that they don't, if something comes up, you're there to help them get it rectified. They don't have to spend all their time doing that. That's your job. Right.
Yes. Let us be the worry warts. Let us take care of the issues. I've been to hospitals. I've taken people to clinics. I probably could write a book in my 27 years of doing this, of all the things that I've had to take care of, so our folks feel comfortable. They don't have to worry. They don't have to be nervous. If there's something wrong with a canceled flight or a transfer doesn't show up or they weren't getting what they paid for, that's what we're there to do, is just to help them along the way and make sure that everything is good and that they have the best non-worry-free, you know, the worry-free vacation of their dreams.
Right. And what we're here to do today is talk travel, answer people's travel questions. If you have anything you'd like to discuss, questions you like answered, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Great thing about Fox World Travel is when one expert leaves, another expert steps in and fills in. So Colleen is here for Rose today. Give us a call. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning, 9:15. Rain is a-coming. High of 75 today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Dayton Kane here with Colleen Ulzberg in for Rose Gray. What's with the Hawaiian music?
Oh, I'm so excited. This is so awesome. I was just named tour manager for our Hawaii trip. It's the best of the Hawaiian Islands. It's March 6th through the 16th. So 10 days in paradise. I get to take a group. We're doing 3 islands. We will start in Oahu and stay in Waikiki, which everyone should see. It's crazy busy, but I love Waikiki. And we're going to do all the right things there. We're going to go see Pearl Harbor and the USS Arizona Memorial. We'll do a city tour. We'll go up to Punchbowl Crater Cemetery. And what I love about this trip is on each island, we have a full or what equals to a good full day of free time to do your own thing, or if you just want to relax on the beach and eat some poo-poos. I know that I was teasing a little bit on that on Facebook yesterday. Poo-poo platters are basically appetizers, so that's what that means. And then I also talked about the Megaterra. That's humpback whales, because on the island of Maui, we're not only going to see Iowa Valley and some of the great places like Haina and all that in Maui, but we're going to do a whale watching cruise, and it's perfect season for the humpbacks before they head up back to Alaska. So it's just at the right time. And we're also going to go to the Big Island. We're going to see Volcanoes National Park, go to some of the most beautiful flower growing places, Kona Coffee. We're going to do a luau. It's just got everything. It's just the perfect trip. We're going to leave from Milwaukee, so an easy flight's out. And it's just 10 days, so 3 nights in each island. Lots of free time, lots of fun. So
that's coming up this March already in 2023?
March, yeah, and right now I think it's about half full at this point, so this is something you don't want to wait around for. And also, I just noticed yesterday we have an early booking discount on the trip that ends September 1st. So want to save some money. It's about $340-some that you would save per person by booking before September 1st. So hop on board, do the aloha with me, and come to Hawaii, because I can't wait to get back there. It's first time with a group since I think Rose and I upset a few of the people in the islands back in 2012. So it's time I get back to Hawaii. So come with me.
They've lifted the Colleen ban.
Can go back. I can go back. I don't know if they will ever allow Rose and I to go back together again. It's just one of my favorite places. And I think everybody should go to Hawaii at least once in their life. Just the smell of the flowers as soon as you get off the plane, it's just invigorating. And one of the most beautiful places that I've ever been.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Let's go to Howard in Eagle. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning, Colleen. Got a fast question about Alaska. What kind of medical restrictions with the COVID and all that? I'm sailing on Norwegian.
Howard,
this in September.
In the end of September on Norwegian Cruise Lines, I think they just lifted some of the restrictions. So I'd have to look that up real quick for that cruise line in particular. You do not need any kind of testing to get to Alaska, but some of the cruise lines still have some restrictions. I think Norwegian may have been one of the first ones to let them go, so I would just double check. I'm actually going to look right now for their COVID testing, but the bans are starting to get less and less, which is great. It's about time. We're kind of been through it all now, so this
is the Lord.
Yeah, no kidding. And I believe, let's see, they're looking at,
Yeah, we're going to take a break and we'll give that answer, so keep listening, Howard. We'll be back with that answer. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you,
You're welcome.
It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. 855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. When we get back, lots of texts piling up over here, and we'll get back to his answer. It is the Fox World Travel Show. We appreciate you listening to WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Hawaii 5-0 theme. Isaac pulling that one out. By the way, Colleen, it's Isaac's birthday today.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I could have brought donuts or something.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
said.
Sorry, Isaac.
Would have brought a cake had I known that.
All right, next time I owe you.
He is not even half my age, which is kind of depressing.
I don't even want to know. Yeah,
thanks.
Thanks, Isaac. Because I think you're younger than me, Dayton. Thanks.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We promised Howard that we'd get back to him, and we can't quite find it, can we?
Yeah, those darn restrictions are so confusing. So I don't want to give him the wrong answer. So let me do a little bit more digging on that, Howard. I think you still need to be fully vaccinated, which is your first two vaccinations. I'm just trying to figure out the dates of exactly when they're going to stop the testing requirements, which it looks like hopefully it'll fit in his itinerary, because it looks like it'll be late September. So let me just do a little digging on that and get back to you on that, please.
All right. We have a text here at 855-616-1620. Says, travel show, great news. Passport renewal mailed 8-8. No special handling. Receive new passport 8/19.
Holy cow.
What have you been hearing
awesome.
On that?
I've been hearing good things. They're catching up quite a bit, and renewals especially have been a lot faster than they've been saying. They're still saying 5 to 7 weeks, which I think is just covering themselves.
Right.
But they are coming back a lot faster. So thank goodness. But I still encourage people to get on it. If you've got less than 6 months validity on your passport, start the process right away, especially if you're traveling, and get that all taken care of.
The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. We mentioned Rose was in Luxembourg and then heading off to Paris today on that Rhine River cruise trip. Text here says, is Rose paying a visit to former Milwaukee Mayor Barrett, now the U.S. ambassador to Luxembourg? I wonder if they make stops like that. Do you guys ever do? I know, like, I've seen a trip where you went to the Pope and, like, things like that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's one cool thing, too, about who we work with over in Europe and sending a tour manager along. You never know. You might be able to pop in and see him. I know that they were talking about seeing somebody famous, but I don't think it was Mayor Barrett. But if Rose is going to... Rose will make it happen if that's what people want to do.
Somebody else asked, was Rose's river cruise interrupted by low water levels on the Rhine?
You know, it was, but it wasn't that bad. That's another cool thing about working with Avalon. They had some low water issues in one stop. I think it was near Heidelberg, if I remember correctly. So what they do is... really, it's quite simple. They've got this down to a science. They take all of you off the ship because all of you, all the weight that is on those riverboats by all the passengers, they'll take you off for the day. They kind of pivot, as the word is today, and they'll go to a different. They'll take you on some kind of sightseeing tours and spend the day doing something else that's off the boat. And while you're off the boat moves. Now it's lighter; it can handle the low water levels. It just picks you up in a different area. So
that is fascinating to me.
It is amazing what they can do, and then you know how they stack up the boats. So you might see you get to walk over two or three other. Boats to get to your boat, and it's in a whole new different area, and you're just like amazed, how did it get there? But so she had just one little blip, and they recovered, and now she's on her way to Paris, and she's doing great.
Yeah. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Good morning, Bob in Greenfield. What's your question?
Hi. Question is, you were talking about going to Egypt. Can you tell me if the Grand Museum is part of your tour? If it is open, we've been trying to do this for 3 years. When COVID hit, everything was canceled out. They've kept on postponing it. Could you tell me if the Grand Museum is open in Egypt? We've been there once before. We wouldn't go back to the old museum. It's the new one or nothing.
Well, Bob, I know they keep pushing it out, and unfortunately, I don't think that my group in October is going to get to see it either. We have the newest update that we have from Egypt is that it's scheduled to open November of this year, so they keep pushing it off and pushing it off, and I totally understand it's kind of a disappointment for us, but we will still be going into the Egypt Museum, lots of stuff still there, but kind of just keep watching on the internet and see when they open it up. Because right now it's scheduled again for November.
Because I notice a lot of the tour companies, when they do offer Egyptian tours, they just say the Egyptian Museum, not the Grand Museum. So it gets kind of annoying that we just didn't want to go back to the same place that we had seen already. So,
oh, absolutely.
Okay, that was the main. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank
Bob.
You.
Have a good weekend. 855-616-1620. Keith in Pewaukee, good morning. What's your question?
Hello, thanks for taking my call. My wife and I are going on a Mediterranean cruise in a couple of weeks, and starting in Italy, going over to Greece, and then coming back around to France, and then end up in Barcelona, about 12, 14 days. I'm not sure exactly. But anyway, my question is, are all those Mediterranean countries on the euro? And if so, how much of our spending money, and I'll put a number out there just for a number, like $1,000, should be in euros?
Well, what the nice thing about your trip, Keith, is that it is on a cruise ship. So everything that you spend as far as excursions and onboard purchases goes right to your shipboard account, so you don't have to worry about that. When you're in the ports, you're usually only there for a day or so. And so if you're planning on doing your own thing, then you can put a lot of these items on credit card, which is something I would highly recommend. So you probably wouldn't need a lot of spending money unless you are intending on doing some shopping. But then again, credit cards are the way to go. I usually carry maybe 400 euro with me just to have it in case of emergency for tipping. I like to tip in the local currency. If you want smaller purchases or you're going to some places, like if you're stopping in the Nice area, then you go up to these little towns and they have crafts and things like that. And there you'd want to use cash for that. So I think you'd be safe on maybe 400 or 500 euro per person. So yeah, I think you're in the ballpark. And then you could also exchange that as well when you get back if you don't use it. So that would be my recommendation.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Keith. No pressure here, but Rose is listening. She texted, Ambassador Barrett is meeting our battlefields trip next month.
That's so, where it was.
Even when she's not here, she can't stay away.
Yeah, I know. She's just checking up on me.
Got a nice text here. It says, good morning. Any chance Colleen might be the travel guide for next year's Rhine River cruise? We sure enjoyed Alaska and Paris Normandy trips with you, and having you guide us through Amsterdam would be awesome.
Well, I hope my boss is listening, and I'm not sure yet. We're just working on our 2023 schedule, so I don't know actually all of my things. They kind of come a little bit at a time. So right now, I've got the Hawaii, and if Rhine River comes up, we'll definitely let you guys know.
Another great one here. Just wanted to thank Colleen for a wonderful Alaskan vacation. She's the best. Looking forward to Iceland in the future, Mike and Linda. So you got some fans out there, Colleen.
Oh, I love those guys. We had such a great time in Alaska. Great people. And I think I could have sold my Iceland tour had we had one available. So we didn't realize how popular it would be. So hopefully to get one on the books very soon.
Let's squeeze one more text in here. It says, hello, I would love to go to Hawaii, which you say you've got one of those trips coming up. Never been. Do you recommend for a first timer multiple islands, cruise, time of year? What's the best weather?
Well, it's any time of the year is a good time of the year to go to Hawaii, but I really love going in the winter just to get away from Wisconsin and just enjoy the beautiful weather there. There's several ways of doing it. We're going to be island hopping, which is basically flying between each island. So that's a great way to do it. And I've cruised too. And then you you have a base, but you don't get to spend as much time in each city. So I would prefer to do the island hopping to spend more time. But the cruising is fine as well. So
especially if it's like a once in a lifetime thing and it's the only time you're going to get there.
Right.
Probably
exactly.
The island hopping is the way to go.
Yeah. And the three islands that I'm going to are the most popular. We do have a Grand Hawaii that includes Kauai, which is very nice too. So kind of keep watch over our group tours, and we'll be adding those in for 2024. So
go to foxworldtravel.com. You can get all that information. Another half hour coming up. Right now, though, we take a break and go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Alex Crow.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
That's the island greeting that Christmas in August. You don't hear that very often.
Well, it's Hawaiian, though. I love it.
You're looking forward to Hawaii, of course.
I really am. It's such a beautiful place.
So that is under the group travel section. There's all kinds of trips on here. Holy cow, you guys are like pedal to the metal.
We really are. We just, when all the restrictions for Europe especially dropped, we were like, let's go. And people are on... They're just crazy. They just want to travel, and I love it. It's just, it's like learning all over again for me. I'm starting a new career in travel because of COVID, and it's been great. So I'm really looking forward to some neat things.
The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Let's talk a little bit about the process with you guys at Fox World Travel. I decide I want to go on a trip. What do I do?
Well, the best thing to do is work with one of our travel advisors, so you can either call 866-GO-FOX-GO, or you can just take a look on our website, see what interests you. It's always best to go in with a little bit of a plan before you talk to someone. Like you're asking me right now, I'm like, give me some details here.
Right,
you know,
right.
Where do you want to go? What's your budget? Kind of have some of the details in the back of your mind. Give us a call. Talk to one of our advisors, and they can help you with anything and everything from individual travels all over the world to these groups trips. We've got radio station groups. We've got all kinds of neat things going as well. And then they will give you quotes, and they have all the right equipment to find the right prices for you and the flights and everything. So that's my best bet, is to work with a travel advisor and just get going on that.
If you're an owner of a company or a CEO or something and you need business travel, you guys work with that as well?
We absolutely do. That's probably our biggest department at Fox World Travel, is our corporate department. We have a lot of great people working there. Love watching what they're doing as well. And we also have a wedding department. So if you're looking at a destination wedding, our ladies do the best job. Oh, my God. They just have the most fantastic ideas and creative plans, and they can get you married anywhere in the world. And then we also have a meetings and incentives department. So if you've got a company that wants to reward your employees, take a look at that. Work with our gang there because they're awesome as well.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Colleen Ellsberg in for Rose Gray today on the Fox World Travel Show. Here we have a question on the text line. It says, we like beach vacations in February, March, or April. We won't go to Mexico. We have been to Hawaii. Do you know anything about Aruba, or where would you recommend for a nice beach getaway?
Aruba's fantastic. I love that island. It's a little hard to get to flying there. There's no charters, which is usually a big thing from this area, especially in Milwaukee, to get on direct flights. So Aruba's just, it's wonderful. It's not as tropical as you would think. It's a little bit more like a desert, but fantastic beaches, some great resorts there, a little bit different, a little bit out of the ordinary. So I think you'd enjoy that. Just a little difficult to fly to. The other places I would probably recommend is if you've not been to Punta Cana, by far the best beaches in the Caribbean. Just powder soft, sandy beaches, lovely resorts, easy to get to. We've got the charters out of Milwaukee on Funjet and Apple. And also Jamaica. I love Jamaica. That's very fun for families as well. And great. I love Montego Bay. I love going up to Negril. The Royaltons are fabulous resorts to go to, as well as like the Dreams resorts, AMR resorts. So lots of great choices on those two locations as well.
We went to Punta Cana in January. It was awesome. Great weather and just a nice, it rained one day, but otherwise it was beautiful.
Yeah. And how was the food in Punta Cana?
So we stayed at the Riu, and it was excellent, actually. I was impressed at how good it was. Probably like the second best we've ever had. And we do a lot of the group travel things. And I think Hard Rock was the best we ever had. And then this one was great.
Good to hear. And, you know, you hear some things about service issues as well once in a while. But I think Mexico probably has the best service staffs out there. But I think everybody else is stepping up as well just because they're welcoming all of us back.
Right. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Text here says, thinking of doing a four-day cruise around New Zealand. Can you recommend anything, and how long in advance should I book?
Ooh, boy, 4 days in New Zealand. That's a long flight to only spend 4 days in New Zealand. I would probably, if you can extend that and do something a little bit longer, that's what I would recommend. It's quite a big country. There's two islands and a lot of great stops along the way. If you can hook in with something in Australia, as long as you're over that far, best time of the year to go is opposite of what you would think here because they're in the southern hemisphere. So you're probably looking at going in January, February would be their summer. So that's a good time to be there. Since it is such a long flight and you want to break it up a little bit, I'd spend as much time over there as possible. I think my trip was about 12 days, and that was almost too short.
Wow.
Doing both of those locations.
Okay, lots to do and see there. And like
Absolutely.
You said, it's a long travel time.
It is. It's like 14 hours from L.A., so you just want to get over there and not hop back.
Right. Question here says, website says Grand Hawaii is sold out. Is that true?
It is. That is our four-island trip. That sold out in about 27 seconds. I mean, that thing was on the announced and gone pretty quickly because it is the four-island trip. And we do have three island trips coming up. We have mine coming up in March and then another one in the fall, November. That's a great trip for, hey, ladies, if you're sending your gentleman off to go hunting, I think you guys should do a girls trip to Hawaii in replace of that. So so both are fantastic trips. It's just the best of the Hawaiian islands is one island shorter.
All right. We'd love to hear from you. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. There are probably like 8 or 9 more texts over here, but they all basically say, Colleen, you're awesome. We were with you on a trip, and we're going to go again. So
love
kudos
you guys.
To you.
Mary, all you guys, thanks so much.
I heard there's like a drinking game, too, among people that when your name is mentioned, they drink.
Yeah, I think
they're
listening.
You're that famous.
I'm famous in Milwaukee.
Colleen Ellsberg, in for Rose Gray today. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Oh, I wish-
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Ziggy Marley. Beach in Hawaii.
Oh, I love it.
I didn't know there were so many Hawaii-themed songs. I think. Look at you go.
Yeah, Hawaiian, Jamaican. Yeah. I love it.
Combine that. Yes. We had Christmas in Hawaii last time.
Oh, perfect.
So, Colleen Ellsberg in for Rose Gray today. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. So, you guys have some events coming up.
We do, and I'm really excited. This is, it's kind of like we're getting back to normal again. But the first event that we've got coming up is August 31st. Rose and I will be presenting on European River Cruising, and this is a virtual event. It's at 6 p.m., so go ahead, go to foxworldtravel.com to our events area and sign up for that. We would love to have you join us. We'll record it as well, and it'll be a part of our recorded sessions that you can listen to later. If you can't make it that night, but we would love to have you join us live. We're going to be just talking. Rose will be fresh off of a river cruise, and I've done a dozen or so river cruises, and we just love to talk about them. So learn more. You'll learn about some of the group tours that we'll have coming up in 2023, and it'll be a fun night. But so I'm really looking forward to that. And then the other one that I'm really looking forward to, and talk about getting back to normal, we are going to have our first live event since COVID.
And in person.
In person.
Like not online.
Not online. And it's... it's about Alaska. So it's like a whammy.
It's meant
oh my
to be.
God, I'm so excited. So on September 28th, it's Alaska Live. We're going to be in Pewaukee at the Ingleside Resort. It's limited seating on this one because I think everybody's going to be so excited about getting out and seeing a live show again that we have to limit the seating amount. So please, please, please RSVP so we have the right amount of seats for everybody and the right amount of goodies. I'm sure there's going to be goodies to chew on while we're talking about Alaska. And of course, you know, Alaska is just one of my most favorite places in the world. So come on out and see us. RSVP, see us on the 28th of September. We're going to be featuring Alaska in general, and we'll talk about our Alaska groups for 2023. And with that being said, our Alaska groups for 2023 are starting to fill up fast. It's amazing. I know that one of my Yukon trips has already, we're down to 6 seats on it. So out of... like 85 seats, we're down to 6. So they're going fast. We've got 6 tours on the docket right now. Rose's group is filling up fast. My other group is about 3/4 full. And then we've got some other groups as well that will have some great tour managers on that you can join.
But that's insane because I think I counted 5 or 6 different Alaska trips up.
Yeah.
So they're selling out all those. Like, people have been dying to get back to Alaska.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I hope we still have space when we do the show, but it's not too early if you're thinking about 2024, too. We're going to be working on that. I'll be starting that probably end of September, early October, working on our 24 trips as well. So don't wait. If you're thinking about going to Alaska, get on it and talk to one of our travel advisors, have them give you some suggestions, look at the dates we have, and come along.
Colleen in for Rose today on the Fox World Travel Show. We have one segment left. If you have questions, now's the time. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Hawaii theme all day today because you're looking forward to your Hawaiian trip. Colleen Ellsberg in for Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show. I think you're also bucking for a raise because all these texts, did you pay people to text in and say how great you are?
Oh, you guys are great. Thank you so much. When I do my trips, I always end my trips with usually a cocktail party because that's quite necessary after a long trip. And we have a big party and I always say, hey, gang, I'm going to be on WTMJ on August 20th. So call in or say hi or send a message. And,
yeah.
And boy, you guys, this last group, they really listened to me, apparently.
Now we're getting pictures of beers sent to us. They're doing research for their trip in April all kinds of good stuff. All right, let's answer one more question and then we'll wrap it up here with what you guys have coming up. Somebody asked about a good cell phone to use in Peru. What do you have there?
Well, first of all, check with your cell phone carrier to see if they have international plans because they are certainly getting better at that. I've been using my U.S. cellular plan now has temporary international plans that you can add on. It's usually a per day price, or you can do packages. So check that first. And then the next best thing I could probably suggest is getting some kind of a satellite phone. And I know that Rose has always used the mobile, M-O-B-A-L phones, and they're still out there. And they've really updated. They've got smartphones as well now, too. So it's not just your simple phones. But check with the carrier first, and then maybe take a look at mobile.com and go with that.
All right. So you have a couple weeks before you jet off to Poland. Is that correct?
I am going to Poland. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be just Poland, a very simple 10-day tour, seeing all, we're going to Warsaw and Krakow and Gdansk and a lot of history, going to Auschwitz, and just it's a neat trip. Got a great group of folks with me. A lot of them have already traveled with me this summer, so it's good to see them back, and I'm looking forward to Poland for sure.
And then on the website, are there any, like, you said there's close to being sellouts on some of the Alaska cruises. Anything else on right now with these group trips that people need to get on before there's none left?
Yeah, besides Alaska, I'd get on anything Hawaii. That's okay. Always a big seller for us, especially now. It's a domestic trip, so people are really looking at Hawaii, so I wouldn't wait too long. And then some of our European trips, especially the ones that Rose is hosting, she always sells out really quick. So take a look at what she's doing. She's got some neat things out there, too, coming up. So, and then next year, we're kind of working on our tour manager's schedules for next year. I know that I'm on four so far at this point. Rose is on a couple. Just go through that and don't wait too long. That's my suggestion. Just right now, everybody's so happy to travel again, and they are, you know, they've saved up for 2 years and their travel's back. It's going crazy.
Well, and it seems like more and more COVID restrictions are being released. Like, they're even, some of the cruise ships are starting to loosen up a little bit, and I think that was kind of the last of, like, if we can get to that point, we've maybe finally gotten past this, hopefully.
I hope so. I have a group up in Alaska right now with my friend Clarissa. She was the lucky one this year. She had her testing yesterday, and out of her whole group, it was all negative. And we were like, thank God.
So first time in a long time that nobody tested positive for COVID.
No. And so she's leaving tomorrow on her cruise ship. She's got a 7-day inside passage cruise, Juneau, Skagway, Ketchikan, and back to Vancouver. And she breathed a heavy sigh of relief, and I know some of the cruise lines mid-September will be dropping all COVID testing mandatory things. A lot of them are keeping on the vaccination requirements. Some are dropping that. I think we're on the downward slope to normality again.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
Yes, for sure.
All right. Anything else we need people to know?
I just remember, get signed up for that Hawaii trip if you want to go with me in March. And then we've got our two events coming up, our River Cruise event, August 31st at 6 p.m. with Rose and I. And then our first live show, yay, September 28th, Ingleside Resort in Pewaukee, 6:30 p.m. RSVP for that one for sure. So we have enough seats for you guys.
Are all your offices open at this point?
They are not open today, but they will be open Monday. They're Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, so give them a call.
And all of them are live in person? You can walk in at this point?
You can walk in at this point.
All right, that's good to know.
Yeah, we also suggest that if you want to make appointments, that might be best too, just so you don't have to wait too long in case that they get busy, because they do get busy.
And if you're interested, you can always go to the website, foxworldtravel.com. Click on Contact Us, send in your information. Like Colleen mentioned earlier, kind of have an idea of price range you're thinking about, where you want to go, and then they can help coordinate all that for you.
Yep, so. Absolutely.
Awesome job as always. Thanks for filling in,
Steven.
For Rose.
All right.
That has been the Fox World Travel Show. Coming up next, it's Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk, and we'll check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Alex Crow.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.